Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Habakkuk 3. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are great, powerful, amazing. We do long to see you setting things straight, righting all of the wrongs. We do want you to come. But we also long for your mercy and your compassion. We need your mercy because we are not perfect ourselves. We are amazed at the great things you have done in the past, your amazing power. We realize that your coming could be very uncomfortable, but we trust in you. You know those who are yours, and you will take care of us in whatever way you choose. We trust you. Pray this through Jesus. Amen. Habakkuk 3. A Prayer of Habakkuk the Prophet, according to Shigionoth. O Yahweh, I have heard the report of you. O Yahweh, I stand in awe of your works. In the midst of the years, revive it. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, may you remember to show compassion. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His splendor covers the earth, and his praise fills the earth, and his brightness was like the light. Flashing rays come from his hand for him, and there is the covering of his strength. Before him went disease, and pestilence went out at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. Then the mountains of old were shattered. The hills of old collapsed. The ways of old belonged to him. Under affliction I saw the tents of Cushan, the tent curtains of the land of Midian trembled. Was the anger of Yahweh against the rivers? Was your wrath against the rivers or your fury against the sea, when you mounted upon your horses, upon your victory chariot? You laid bare the nakedness of your bow, swearing oaths with the arrows of your word. You split the earth with rivers. When the mountains saw you, they writhed. A torrent of water swept by. The deep gave its voice. It raised its hands on high. Sun and moon stood still in their place. At the light of your arrows, they moved about. At the gleam of the flashing of your spear. In fury, you marched through the earth. In anger, you trampled the nations. You went forth for the salvation of your people. For the salvation of your anointed, you crushed the head of the house of wickedness, laying bare the foundation to the top. You pierced the head of his warriors with his own arrows. They came like a whirlwind to scatter me, their exultation like one who devours the afflicted in ambush. You trampled upon the sea with your horses, the churning of many waters. I hear, and my stomach shakes. My lips quiver at the sound. Infection enters my bones. That which is beneath me trembles. I wait quietly for the day of trouble to come upon the people attacking us. Though the fig tree does not blossom, nor there be fruit on the vines, the yield of the olive tree fails, and the cultivated fields do not yield food, the flock is cut off from the animal pen, and there is no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in Yahweh. I will exult in the God of my salvation. Yahweh, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer. He causes me to walk on my high places. To the choir master with stringed instruments. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. The book of Habakkuk started with Habakkuk praying to God how long? He was very upset at the violence he was seeing around him. And Yahweh answered. But his answer was even more puzzling. God was going to bring the Babylonians to punish his people. So Habakkuk asked why God would use such a wicked people to attack Israel. Then in chapter 2, Yahweh answered again. He said that as opposed to the proud, the way the wicked lives, the righteous will live by faith, or faithfulness. The word means both. God described the wicked things that the Babylonians did, oppressing and killing and destroying nature and praising their made-up gods, and God said he would judge that. There were 5 woes pronounced on Babylon, without actually naming Babylon or Chaldea. Chapter 2 ended with God in his holy temple, and everyone silent. Now, this chapter is Habakkuk's response. It's in the form of a psalm. There's a lot of poetry in the prophets, but this is a full psalm with musical direction, so it seems it is meant to be sung in public worship to God. It is called a prayer. Shigionoth seems to be some sort of musical direction, perhaps the tune or the way that the tune should be played. He starts out addressing Yahweh. He is amazed at him, but he also wants to see God act. But Habakkuk also wants God to be compassionate as he judges. Then Habakkuk describes God's arrival, and it is scary. He mentions some places just south of Israel, so many people connect this description with the Exodus, Mount Sinai, and the wandering in the wilderness. When God shows up, there's lightning and disease and pestilence, which may be talking about the plagues on Egypt. The earth shakes as God measures everything up, which probably is talking about judging. He asks if God was angry at the rivers and the sea, perhaps talking about the crossing of the Red Sea and the Jordan River when God parted them. He mentions God's bow and his arrows as God fought, and he mentions the sun and moon standing still, which may be a reference to the battle in Joshua 10 at Gibeon. But in this case, it seems that the sun and the moon are frozen in awe as they watch God battle. And God is warring with the nations in order to save his people. He is killing warriors with their own arrows. He is riding through the sea on his horses, churning up the waves. So then Habakkuk describes his reaction. He's shaking. He is scared. But he has faith. He will wait quietly for the attack that he knows is coming. He knows that this will be terrible. There will be no food. But he will still trust in Yahweh. Not just trust, but rejoice in Yahweh. Yahweh is his strength, who makes him walk on high places. That sounds sort of like some of the things that David said in the Psalms about leaping up walls to attack enemies. But Habakkuk is not foreseeing that he will attack anyone. So these high places, maybe it's a hint of heaven? And now for a deeper dive. This is a powerful psalm. Can we sing it? We're not such a farming society, so maybe it doesn't have quite the impact to talk about no olives, no figs, no fields or animals. But perhaps if we put something like, though the grocery store has no food to sell, and the restaurants are all closed, though the banks are all closed, and our currency is useless, still we will rejoice in God. What would we do if we had no food? And no way to get any food. Most people would panic. Would we look to God in faith? Would we wait quietly for God? Would we rejoice in God? Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.